दसाधनम् प्रणो देवी सरस्वती वाजेभिर्वाजनीवती दीनामवित्र्यवतु गणेशाय नमः सरस्वत्यै नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ यच्छ्रुतसां ऋषभो विश्वरूपः छन्दोभ्यो जनितात् सम्बभूव समेन्द्रो मेधयात् शृणोतु अमृतस्य देवधारणो भूयासम् शरीरम् मे विचक्षणम् जिह्वा मे मधुमत्तमाम् कर्णाभ्याम् भूरिविश्रुवम् ब्रह्मणः कोशोऽसि मेधया पितः श्रुतम् मे गोपाया मेधाम् देवी जुषमाना न आगात् विश्वाचि भद्रा सुमनस्यमाना त्वया जुष्टानुदमाना दुरुक्ताः बृहत्वदेव विदधे सुवीराः जुष्टर्षिर्भवति देवि त्वया ब्रह्मा गतश्रीरुतत्वया त्वया जुष्टश्चित्रम् विन्दतेव सुतानो जुषस्वद्रविणो न मेधे मेधाम् महीन्द्रो ददातु मेधाम् देवी सरस्वती मेधाम् मे अश्विना उभावा दत्ताम् पुष्करश्रजा अप्सरा शुचया मेधा गन्धर्वेषु चयन्मनः दैवी मेधा सरस्वती सामा मेधा सुरभिर्जुषता गस्वाहा आमा मेधा सुरभिर्विश्वरूपा हिरण्यवर्णा जगदीश गम्या ऊर्जस्वती पयसा पिन्वमाना सामा मेधा सुप्रतीका जुषन्ता मयि मेधाम् मयि प्रजाम् मयि अग्निस्तेजो ददातु मयि मेधाम् मयि प्रजाम् मयि इन्द्र इन्द्रियम् ददातु मयि मेधाम् मयि प्रजाम् मयि सूर्यो व्राजो ददातु हंस हंसाय विद्महे परमहंसाय धीमहि तन्नो हंस प्रचोदयात् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
स्वामि वी द सेकेण्ड् बेच् आफ् क्लास् 10 आफ् श्रीमती ईश्वरमा है स्कूल् आर् हियर् टु आफर् आर् लव् अण्ड् ग्राटिट्यूड् टु यू वी वर् रोमिङ्ग् द स्ट्रीट्स् आफ् पुट्टपर्ति were chosen by you, Swami, in the year 2010 and nurtured lovingly by you. We are here to tell you how we as young unruly kids of Puttaparthi have been molded into what we are now at your lotus feet during the past 7 years. Ignorant, confused, clueless, bewildered. Then, Swami, you came into our lives.
Prema Swaruplaina Vidyarthulara, Naku Meeku direct connection undadi.
There's direct connection between you and Bhagavan.
Mana sanniti sambandha bandhavyam evvaru tenchadaniki veelu kaadu.
None can break this permanent intimate connecting link. You may go anywhere. You may see here or there, anywhere. Only one eye is there.
ఏ గ్రామం పోయినా కూడా ఎక్కడపై మీ ఉద్యోగం చేసినా మీ వెంటనే జంటనే ఇంటనే ఉంటాను.
యు మే గో టు ఎనీ విలేజ్, యు మే టేక్ అప్ ఎ జాబ్ ఎనీవేర్, బట్ భగవాన్ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ విత్ యూ.
ఆ భావాన్ని మాత్రం మీరు భద్రంగా చేసుకోండి.
ట్రెజర్ దట్ ఫీలింగ్, దట్ థాట్.
అండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ చేంజ్డ్. దేర్ వాజ్ నో లుకింగ్ బ్యాక్. డియర్ లార్డ్, యు మేక్ ద డమ్ స్పీక్, ద లేమ్ వాక్, the ignorant wise. But the greatest of all miracles, O Lord, is the gift of this temple of learning. You touched us and we have blossomed. You, Swami, have always been with us. You bestowed us with ample opportunities and brought the best from within each of us. Be it the rhythmical chantings of Veda,
పుష్పవాన్ ప్రజావాన్ పశుమాన్ భవతి. ఏవం వేదా యోపామాయతనం వేదా ఆయతనవాన్ భవతి.
ఆర్ ఎక్సలింగ్ ఇన్ ఎగ్జూబరెంట్ స్పోర్ట్స్, creating innovative art, even exercising enigmatic yoga, మైండ్-బాగ్లింగ్ పోయెట్రీ,
వేయి తల్లుల ప్రేమ నీవై, ఆశ నీవై, శ్వాస నీవై, మా హృదయ స్పందన నీవై, మము నడిపించే సాయిమా, విడవకుమా మా చేయి, నీ నామమే మా ప్రాణమై, నీ పలుకులే మా వేదమై, చేసెదము మా జీవితం నీ దివ్య పాదాంకితం.
Or performing vibrant dance,
మము పాలింపగా వచ్చాడంట.
ఆదర్శమూర్తిగా నడయాడి, ఆదర్శమూర్తిగా నడయాడి,
ధర్మాన్ని నిలబెట్టాడంట.
శ్రీరామచంద్రుకి జయ, శ్రీరామచంద్రుకి జయ.
వదనుని చూసిన జన్మ ధన్యము,
రామనామే జపించినదే మోక్షము.
ఆ సుందర వదనుని చూసిన జన్మ ధన్యము,
రామనామే జపించినదే మోక్షము. ఒకటే మాట ఒకటే బాణం, ఒకటే
You made us learn them all.
Swami, without you, where would we be?
We have now become self-reliant,
confident,
determined,
efficient,
enterprising. Yes, we have become all of these
and much more
with you as our guiding light.
Swami, we were nowhere. Your love has
now brought us here.
Now here.
What can we give thee
who has given us all?
We most lovingly offer ourselves at thy divine feet
and pray,
be with us and guide us always.
Let us remain forever yours.
once said, your vision will become more clear only when you look into your own heart. One who looks outside dreams. One who looks within awakens. Srimati Ishwarama High School is the platform, an opportunity for all to dream big and to dare. It's here in the portals of Srimati Ishwarama High School where we are inspired and trained to see the diverse world in a way nobody did. High bars were set as we inspired, only for us to have successfully pushed it higher for the next batch. Swami, we, your children of class 10, humbly offer an experience of our love and heartfelt attitude to nurture us for Swami, today, as I stand at the doorways to a whole new world, I would like to express my heartfelt gratitude, for I have heard that your delays are never your denials. Swami sure shows he has the higher hand in every dealing, and it is true in my case too, for when I was admitted in the hospital on 15th November, suffering from severe infection. The doctor said that I would be discharged within a week. I was very happy at this very thought that I could take part in Swami's birthday celebrations. On 21st morning, the doctors examined me and said that I had to be in hospital for few more days as I had not recovered completely. I was dejected and cried the whole night. I prayed to Swami fervently. Miraculously, on 21st evening, the doctors in their usual rounds examined me and said that I could go home that day. I was very happy that I could take part in Swami's birthday celebrations. Thank you, Swami, for fulfilling and responding to my prayers. One of my memorable experiences of Swami's Leelas for our family was the cancellation of my father's transfer and promotion. My family came to Puttaparthi in 2009 and my father was informed that he would get the promotion of MPHEVO post within a span of 5 years. However, that did not happen. In the 6th year of his service in Puttaparthi, he got a notice stating that he had to go to Kadapa for a meeting which would decide his promotion. My father then said that he had to change my school if he gets the transfer. I prayed to Swami intensely that I didn't want to change my school. Swami heard my prayers and my father's transfer was cancelled. The same situation followed for the next 3 years. But due to Swami's grace, the transfer was cancelled whenever there was such a proposal. Thank you, Swami, for all that you have done for me and my family. I would always be indebted to you for this. Swami, your love for students is matchless. It's beyond comparison, unparalleled and unfathomable. A teacher takes a hand, opens a mind and touches a heart. Swami, you took the role not only of a teacher, but a mother, father and a closest friend. It's a unique relationship indeed. When I made a card for Swami, I prayed profusely that my God should be blessed. I was seated in the first row, holding my card. My friend beside me wanted to have a look at the card and accidentally tore the front page of the card. I didn't know what to do and began to pray. Swami came directly to us, looked sweetly at me, and I showed my card hesitantly. The all-knowing Swami understood my plight. He took a few akshitas from my friend and blessed me. I was also fortunate to get Swami's Pada Namaskar. Thank you, Swami, for showering your love on me.
When I joined in class 5, I was new to school and class. On darshan days, we were asked to bring akshatas by turns so that everyone would get a chance to be blessed by Swami. I thought I would be informed personally to get akshatas when my turn would arrive. But this did not happen as per my thought. The day I sat in the first row for blessing, the girl beside me had akshatas in her hand. When Swami came close, she raised the bowl of akshatas towards Swami. Before Swami could bless her, Swami signaled me with his eyes to come close and blessed both of us with divine akshatas. That was the greatest fulfilling wish I had ever experienced. Thank you, Swami, for that wonderful moment that will always be close to my heart. Swami, you have always held your arms open to us. You have always enveloped us in your love, awaited us like a true mother could. Mother, we have finally turned homeward to you.
Swami says, miracles are my visiting cards. I personally experienced few, and I would like to put here the one that had touched my heart. It was the 19th of February 2011. Being a Saturday, we all had gone for darshan. It was a wonderful evening and the sun was shining bright and the wind blew in a pleasant way. The bhajans began and everybody, including the birds, were swaying to the melody, and every soul awaited for the arrival of the Lord. The clock had already taken a half revolution, but there was no sign of the Lord of the universe. I began to grow a bit restless, but I still waited patiently. This was because it was my birthday and I yearned to take blessings from Swami. An hour passed by, but Swami hadn't arrived. I still kept praying fervently and hoped that Swami would come. Another hour passed by. Then somebody from within brought Swami's white chair. This indicated that Swami wouldn't come and that they would give aarti. Looking at the chair, my heart shrunk with sorrow. My prayers grew more intense. Deep within, I still had a ray of hope that Swami would come. To my surprise, the chair was taken back after 10 minutes. I was jubilant. But the Lord seemed to play hide and seek with me. The chair was brought back again and everything was ready for aarti. I was really sad. This was my first birthday in the divine physical presence and I didn't want to miss a chance to see the Lord on my birthday. As if God had heard my prayers, Swami had arrived. He sat for a while and after aarti, he was on his way back. I was sitting in the first line with a bowl of akshatas in my hands. As Swami's car drew nearer, my mind grew calmer. Swami's car stopped right in front of me. Time came to a standstill when the radiant beams from the Lord's eyes met mine. I quickly knelt down on my knees with the bowl in my hands. Then my heart said, Swami, please speak to me and give me some gift. Immediately, Swami said, sit down in Telugu and gave me a vibhuti packet. He then threw few more vibhuti packets. I then thought that they were all for me. But then Swami told me to share it with the others. After a while, Swami's car slowly moved away. I was overwhelmed and was on top of the world. But little did I know then that this would be my last birthday in the divine physical presence. This is the miracle that stays very close to my heart, and I still preserve that vibhuti packet, my best birthday gift.
This incident happened way back in 2010, when, for the first time, I had a very close proximity with Swami. He gently came and asked which school. I first didn't understand as Swami spoke in a melodious soft tone. Some of our teachers seated there replied, "Swami, they are students of Srimati Ishwarama school." He then came close to us, glanced at me and asked, "A class chadutunnaru?" I replied, "Fourth standard, Swami." He blessed us all with akshatas and told us, "Baga chadukondi." He then gave me one vibhuti packet and asked me to share the prasadam with all. Each time I slacked in my studies, these golden words ring as a constant reminders which will forever be etched in my mind. Thank you, Swami.
God's ways are mysterious. Who could have expected in 1930s a hamlet could become a global village? Who could have ever expected our parents dream of giving us a value-based education? Swami, we are ever grateful to you for showering as unconditional love on us and receive true education at your holy feet.
Swami, in my life, I felt that I couldn't catch up with every opportunity which came my way. I strongly believed that I was good for nothing. But this didn't stop me from dreaming big. I didn't let yesterday take up too much of today. I believed that the best way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. I accepted every challenge that came on my way and overcame it with the determination to succeed. This incident came as a surprise to me when I was selected as a commander for our squad. My heart pounded with happiness and delight. I knew that opportunity knocks only once, and I was more than happy to accept it. But life takes its own turns. When on the 6th of Jan, which coincides with my birthday, I had chicken pox and I couldn't participate in the sports meet, and that too, it was my final year of schooling. I couldn't help it. I wept the whole night with the thought of losing a chance to salute Swami. That night I had a beautiful dream. Lord seated on his thrones and I leading my squad saluted him. What more can I ask you, my Lord, who fulfills even the smallest of wishes? Truly, Swami, you are the Lord of our hearts. This is the greatest miracle which happened in my life. Thank you, Swami, for this wonderful experience, convincing me that you are omnipresent, omnipotent and omniscient.
Swami, you have given me everything I have asked for. It was on 5th of Jan 2017 that I was placed in the first line of the squad, wherein I wouldn't be able to get a glimpse of your divine form on the dais. When the whole squad would turn their heads to salute you, I would be the only one to march on without a glimpse of your divine form. I felt miserable. What have I done to be treated like this? These were my thoughts as I went to bed. The next day, when I went to school, something miraculous had happened. One of my teachers asked me if I could give command. I was shocked as this question came on as a big boon. Swami, I asked you for a glimpse of your divine form, but you have given me a chance to salute you, and that too in the final year of my schooling. Thank you, Swami, for all that you have done for me.
Swami, you held our hands once and sealed the bond for lives to come. We promise you, Swami, we'll never go astray.
Now, to our true friend for life, to you, Swami, we would like to sing this song.
हिताय सिद्धि रूपाय योगेश्वराय नमो
Love you. शयना ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप जय शिव साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगल आरती अंदुप मंगल आरती अंदुप मंदर गिरिधारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण नारायण
जय